producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
October 21st is upon us. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler on the air. Let's start with the overnight story from New York. A police officer died after he was shot chasing a gunman in Harlem who had stolen a bicycle. That seems to be the overview. What else do you have there for us, Roberta?
Yeah, it's really a sad story. The guy, the officer Randolph Holder, only 33 years old. They got the report that somebody was robbed at gunpoint of their bicycle, so they went there. Of course, saw the guy on an overpass with a bike, you know, chased him, and they started exchanging gunfire, and the officer was shot in the head. What's really sad that he was an immigrant from Guyana, and he was the son and grandson of police officers there. So he came here, and he also became a police officer.
Yeah, third or fourth generation police officer in the family.
In the family.
Not a Native American. What's the rule on people getting jobs like that? I thought at one point in time, I can remember from years ago, that it was hard for immigrants to get jobs like that, being police officers, law enforcement officers.
Well, I don't know. You know, my dad came here from Italy, and in order to get his citizenship, he volunteered and to go into World War II, went into the Navy.
Well, you know, that's
and
something.
And his citizenship.
Don't you think that that would be worth considering for a lot of these people that are coming into the country illegally, to offer them the opportunity to put on a uniform and serve the country? There have been many, and I'm thinking about a couple from last year, it seems to me, and we talked about them on the air, Kenny, who went into the service. They were not citizens. Somehow or other, there's a loophole that allows people that are not citizens to get into the service, and when they get out, they either apply for or they can get some advanced status on becoming American citizens, which seems to make a whole lot of sense to me.
Doesn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
A whole lot of sense. Why don't we do that with a whole bunch of these people who are here illegally? They want to stay. Okay, line them up. Give them a uniform, physical. All right, you're all set. Here's how you shoot a gun. Go for it.
Right. Because really, I mean, I think internationally, you don't have to be a citizen of the country in order to fight in their military.
No. Mm-mm.
You could just volunteer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And the people say, okay, come on.
Yeah. All right, one
that's
other.
That happened with ISIS.
Sort of blemish today. Let's get the blemishes out of the way early.
Mm-hmm.
The research that's been done into the fires at six black churches in the St. Louis area. This has been going on the last, I think, two or three weeks, if memory serves me correctly. We haven't talked about it on the air because there wasn't a whole lot to say other than it looked like there was some connection. Well, authorities say now they have two things that they pretty much are sure of. That race was a factor, duh, and the same people are doing it. So what kind of human being? Here's the question. What kind of thinking goes on in somebody's brain the year 2015 when you are so distorted, when you are so angry, when you have so much hate aimed at somebody else just because their skin color is different than yours, that you want to blow up or burn down the churches where they go? What kind of thinking? It is something that some people think. The words that I've heard from people that in some circumstances I've associated with on the farm, referring to the color of President Obama's skin and the way they done it, I was disgusted with one guy who was a friend. And I just said, why do you have that attitude? And, you know, this guy used the N-word. The guy's skin color is different. Just because you and I may not agree with his politics, what do you think? What are you teaching your children by using that terminology? In 2015, it just doesn't have a place in my mind, in my world. And I wouldn't, it isn't that I didn't associate with the guy anymore, But there was this strain, and I haven't done as it's interesting because I haven't done as much business with him in the last year since I heard him go off on his rant about Obama, not because he was a lousy president, but because he was black.
Yeah.
That has no place in my world, or I don't think in the world. And that's part of the system that we need to kind of, we need to, the situation needs to change, for my money anyway. The information that's coming back on the bombing at the doctor's hospital, the Doctors Without Borders in Afghanistan. Apparently, the computer wasn't working. The intelligence network gathering computer was offline. Whether it was shut down or whether it just wasn't working, that's the reason that the people in the hospital were not prepared. This airstrike killed 22 staff members, patients, and the research is being done by people in Congress. So I'm thinking, if we don't have the tools, if we can't make sure this sort of thing that's available to protect citizens and, I mean, civilians and people in uniform, why are we there? We don't belong there. If it's that difficult, I would want to know from somebody who was in the service in Afghanistan if this was the same thing. I remember somebody telling me that that was the story in Iraq in certain places. They couldn't get Wi-Fi or they didn't have the ability. You know, the Army brings in their own system.
But that's ridiculous because the hospital had given the military the absolute definite coordinates of that hospital. They knew what it was. They knew it was there. They had all of the GPS coordinates. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, somebody made a really bad boo-boo.
You know what really comes up here for me, Roberta, on this?
Yeah.
The and I think it was yesterday, Kenny. Tell me who said this. If can you imagine what it is, what the person or the family is going to feel like if you are the last soldier to die in a useless war.
No.
And I don't remember who said that, but I remember we...
all you do is ask the families of the people killed in Vietnam.
Well,
yeah, that was
Iraq.
That was a quote attributed to John Kerry when he was
In Vietnam.
Talking about Vietnam.
Right, He doesn't say that about Afghanistan now because he's on the other side of the fence.
Right.
But you're right, that's right, that was a John Kerry line. Yeah. How'd you like to be the last one to die in a useless war?
I remember my mother told me, because I was becoming of age, you know, during the Vietnam War, and she said, if you were a boy and you had gotten drafted, we would have moved to Canada. She said, I absolutely would not have allowed you to go to Vietnam.
Right. All right, so here's, we have a 2020 news quiz coming up. Why don't I give you the question so that we get the answer by 20 past the hour. You ready?
Yes.
Who said?
Who
many
said?
Many of you have worried.
Many of you have worried.
Well, it's going to be like
keep
that.
Keep going.
Huh?
Keep going.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, right. All right, let me start this over again. Many of you have worried.
Many of you have worried.
That Canada has lost its compassionate and constructive voice in the world.
That Canada has lost its compassionate and constructive voice in the world.
I have a simple message for you on behalf of 35 million Canadians.
A?
I knew this wasn't going to work. We're back. Who said that? 888-302-3684. Who said what Roberta and I just said? She's my
honey,
parent.
I'm home.
All right, okay.
We're back.
Who's back?
I'll be back.
883, it wasn't him. 888-302. Can you imagine him as the... Well, I'm not going to give any more information either way. 888-302-3684. He'd be a... I wonder whether he'd be a good president. Some people have mixed reviews on him.
President with Donald Trump as vice president.
There you go. Right. Okay. So who said, many of you have worried that Canada has lost its compassionate and instructive voice in the world over the past 10 years. I have a simple message for you. We are back. That declaration came from whom? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. The 2020 News Quiz question. Get the answer on the air before 20 after the hour, and you'll win 16 after right now.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the GEICO app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your GEICO policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive, price-slashing, once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine, just $29 each. Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boo!
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
888-302-3684. You're on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. And here starring in the next moment on the air is Blake, listening to our new affiliate in Mobile, Alabama. Hi, Blake. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, morning. I think Jason Trudeau.
Close enough. Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, yes. He's the new Prime Minister of Canada. So what do you think of what he said? What do you think of Canadians in general? What do you think about the philosophy that they have espoused over most of our lifetime, your lifetime and my lifetime?
Well, first of all, I really don't follow Canada very well, although I lived for a few years right on Canadian border.
Yeah.
So I did go to Toronto many times, but Toronto, the Canadians are unique that they have a problem that they need population and they have there's all this language problem of the French Canadians and the rest of the Canada. And this is going to emerge as one of the premier country to live in this globalized world, just because of the complexity of the population and the fact that they have to welcome immigrants, otherwise they cannot survive.
Problem is, it's too damn cold up there most of the year, Blake. Who wants to live?
I know, but
oof.
Yeah, but I don't know whether they've been to Toronto. They
beautiful
have,
city, Toronto, Montreal, beautiful cities.
Well, Toronto has underground walkways that all of the buildings in downtown, all of the shops, everywhere is connected underground.
Yeah.
Heated.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. And you go there like at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the evening, even till midnight. Shops are open.
Yep.
It looks
very
like
progressive.
Europe.
It's a very progressive city. How do you like living in Mobile?
I love it.
Do you? Why?
It.
What's the best thing? You give us 30 seconds on Mobile.
It's an all-American city, as they call this. Everything you can think of in America is here.
Mm-hmm.
Only it costs less, easy to live,
yeah,
and great, great economic opportunities and variety of things, including some of the best beaches nearby.
Yeah, it's very. I've been there for a number of years. I used to be on another station there. Now we're happy to be on this one. I thought the city was very progressive, frankly. So I'm glad to have you here. Blake, hold on just a second. Glad to have you on board listening to us in Mobile. The prize will be determined by Kara, who's got a great attitude. Hold on, 21 after the hour.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Alright, another day, another My Three Songs contest here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're going to play three songs that are connected. As it happens, all three songs are by Bon Jovi. You tell us what the item is that connects these songs, and you win a swell prize. Phone number is 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. We start with the song Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Song, Living on a Prayer, a triple platinum number one hit from 1986 during this time of year. This was Bon Jovi's second consecutive number one song. In 2006, online voters for VH1 voted this song as the greatest song of the 80s. The greatest, though. It was a good song. So let's give that one a shot. A shout. Living. Everybody can sing along. It's a sing-along program. So that's song number one in the hat trick of music. Second one.
If you miss this song, I mean, like you've been living under a rock.
Right. Well, it's a connection now. We have to figure out what the connection is these three songs have. Here's 99 in the Shade by Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I think it was just the very beginning.
All right. We gotta listen carefully. 99 The Shade, another Bon Jovi album track from their New Jersey LP back in 1988. Wasn't released as a single. It was a favorite on rock radio, and on their tour they sing it all the time. The album went 7 times platinum in the U.S. Woo!
Wow.
There's a significant, and by the way, in many other countries as well. So the second song in the set is 99 of the Shade, Bon Jovi. First one, Living on a Prayer. Last one in the set, It's My Life by Bon Jovi. All right. You don't get it now, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, real Bon Jovi fans will know.
Got it. 888-302-3684. This song, It's My Life, top 40 hit from the year 2000, number one, John Bon Jovi, included a quote from Sinatra in the song, saying Frank was his role model. An acoustic version of the song was released in 2003, but it didn't get up the chart the way this one did. Okay, so we have 3 tunes, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, 99 in the Shade by Bon Jovi, and It's My Life by Bon Jovi. If you listen carefully, you heard the same thing in all 3 of the songs. You got 60 seconds or less to figure it out. I didn't think this would be a stumper because there must be a lot of Bon Jovi fans out there. 888-302-DOUG. There are 2 people highlighted in all the songs. What are the names of those 2 people? That's what we're looking for. That's what connects the tunes. And are there other tunes that have these 2 in them, Kenny? Or these,
I don't think so. I think these are the only 3.
3. Okay. But you have to really be a Bon Jovi fan and know it. And I think we're closely approaching the knockoff time-wise. So I'll tell you what the answer is because nobody that I can see here has got it. The connection, all 3 songs feature the characters Tommy and Gina. And who were they? Were they connected to Bon Jovi somehow?
He says they were based on people he went to high school with.
All right. There it is. That's the story. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other degenerative problems with shoulders, elbows, and stiff joints. As a matter of fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age, and most dogs after the 5th year. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for way too often. There are things that you can do. Consult with your veterinarian. That's best for you and your pet. He will examine and determine the cause of the pain. Does your pet with supplements? Make sure there are plenty of supplements on the market that help with hips and joints. Make sure you speak to your veterinarian and find a supplement that's right for your dog or cat. And I know you don't want to hear this, but watch their weight very, very carefully. An overweight dog or cat will likely suffer more with joint aches. Keep your pets physically active. You know, a lot of times they get older, we don't play with them as much. Keeping them physically active can go a long way. And in severe cases, speak to your veterinarian about painkillers, but only use them after speaking to your dog's doctor. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You know, I say, I don't like it when Conan O'Brien does that. And now he's got me in the habit. I find myself every once in a while doing that when we're getting ready to get back into the conversational action, which includes Roberta Fasanelli and Kenny Kessler on the Good Day program. The Mormon Church in the news today, staking a sort of deeper claim to Middle America, advocating for compromises between protecting religious liberties and prohibiting discrimination. And they wrap this around a rather scathing criticism of that clerk in Kentucky, Kim Davis, for refusing to issue those gay marriage licenses. The fellow who leads the Mormon Church, Dallin Oaks, said, quote, "We may have cultural differences, but we ought not have cultural wars." This is a pretty interesting statement for a religion that seems to be in transformation. Would we call this a sect, Roberta, S-E-C-T-S, or
no,
a religion?
No,
supposedly
it is a religion.
Yeah.
No,
isn't it part of the Christian religion?
Yes, it is. It is.
Like the Unitarians and
Unitarians believe in every religion.
Well, no, I'm just saying that they're, are they their own religion, like Catholicism, Protestantism, and Mormonism? Are they three separate religions?
Yes, they are their own religion. They However, are. They do believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior, so they are definitely a Christian religion. I mean, I have a lot of relatives in Utah. Most of them were Roman Catholics, but they all married LDS.
Really?
So I'm very, very familiar with it. And my youngest daughter's boyfriend is an ex-LDS currently, yes.
Well, I'm sort of looking at the contents of this speech. It certainly looks like a transformation from the faith that I learned about much younger, that certainly frowned on gays and lesbians, And
So
they're becoming more welcoming and maybe a little more compassionate, yeah?
Well, they're trying to become more inclusionary than exclusionary. A little bit at a time.
Steps. Taking very small steps. Kind of like what Pope Francis is saying in a manner. Isn't Pope Francis, didn't he come out recently with a rather firm statement on gays and lesbians?
Well, he's basically saying be more accepting.
Right.
You know, don't be condemning.
Why not? Why wouldn't you want to have these people? It is these people, any people. I've said this so many times it becomes tiresome when I. What difference does it make?
People who say
the gays ruin marriage for them. How would somebody who was a male marrying another male or a female marrying, how's that going to affect you and your spouse?
You see a lot of these pastors and so-called evangelists and the ones who, you know, just trump up the marriage, and they're the ones. I mean, how many of them have fallen for having like girlfriends on the side or being gay themselves? It seems like the people who complain the most.
Mm-hmm.
Is what does Shakespeare say?
He thinks thou dost protest too much. Yes.
Exactly.
There it is.
And I think a lot of them, because a lot of these folks who do have these feelings, they've never really met a gay person.
Mm-hmm. No.
If you ask them, do you know any gay people? Oh, no, I would never associate.
Never associate.
Well, then, how do you know? You've never met one.
Most of the time, you don't know that somebody's gay. I mean, sometimes.
Well, that's what I've said to them, too.
You can see which of the women are more dominant, more masculine than feminine. And the same with some men, some are more feminine than masculine. But
sometimes you have no idea.
Right.
I have friends. Yeah. In fact, I have two guy gay friends who recently got married that I really thought were just two single guys. I said, wow, look at this, two great single guys and good looking. I said, well, I should introduce them to some of my girlfriends who are single.
Right.
And then I found out they were a gay couple. I had no idea.
Isn't there a song, Kenny, someplace? Remember the song, I Like Big Butts by, what was his name?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, right. Why doesn't he do it? Why don't we have a lady whose name is Mistress Mix-a-Lot do
a
song
sure there
on
is.
I Like Tight Butts?
I'm sure there is.
But Mistress Mix-a-Lot?
I'm sure there is.
All right, time for, we have Ron Hoffman joining us in a minute. Car talk before that. Lexus tops the vehicle reliability survey out today. Transmission problems with Hondas and Nissans and Jeeps. The Consumer Reports Reliability Review also focusing on the Tesla, the Model S. They say they're changing their rating of the luxury electric car because there are problems with certain systems in the car. So it's worse than average. These cars start at $76,200, and because of this recommendation or the lack thereof, stock took a hit yesterday, about 10% off, $213 a share, still nothing shabby in that. They'll fix whatever the problems are. There were 1,400 Tesla owners who answered their annual reliability survey, and that's where they get their information. Meanwhile, stock in Ferrari trading today at $52 a share, top end of estimates. The stock actually, I think, went out yesterday, and it was a good day for Chrysler because Chrysler owns Ferrari. $894 million they got yesterday. Mm. So some interesting stock this week. Too bad we didn't have a little inside information. Weight Watchers, look what it did with Oprah putting some dough into it. And how much money people made with the, was it 10%? It went up 10% the value of the stock in one day. So there was something else that happened earlier today, Kenny, that we were talking about involving a stock. And I thought to myself, gee, it's too bad we didn't know that last week. So you can put a couple of bucks into it. It's all being in the right place at the right time. That's usually what the people who win in the stock market, you and me, people like you and me in the stock, not the big program buyers, but the you and me's in the stock market. And some of it is just luck and timing. All right. We have to change the oars in the water, turn them around, because Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. We're going to talk with him about a number of things, including the controversy over the mammogram study. Also, the drug development courses that are being offered. And I think that the research being done into cancer is under scrutiny as well. Plus Dr. Hoffman's recommendations when it comes to all these health studies, what do you believe? I want to find out from him, because there are every day there's a study about something having to do with health, and it's usually contradictory to something that was done 6 months ago. So who do we believe and what do we believe? Up next here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive, price-slashing, once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects, or a 400-watt fog machine, just $29 each, Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boo!
All right, 43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler, and Dr. Ron Hoffman, a doctor that I have immense respect for, mostly because of the information that I get from him directly and indirectly. This program, he does a radio program heard around the country every weekend. He's got an excellent newsletter called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter that this week explains why most health studies are wrong. So I use that as a launch off. I laugh because I agree with you. I've said this how many times to you or to whomever. There's a study on vitamin D. It's great. It's important. You can't live without it. And then 6 months later, vitamin D is overrated. You don't need it. You don't need supplements. So what have you studied and looked at in this article in Intelligent Medicine, the newsletter?
Well, the first thing I remember is that there's no such thing as the final word on any issue. If any study claims to be, okay, no need for further research, we've determined that this is the case, end game, you know, that is a spurious study. There's lots of bias in studies. It depends, you know, got to look, you know, follow the money trail, look at who performed the study. A study in France that demonstrates the heart benefits of wine might be slightly biased. Right. Same thing as study that shows the benefits of beer that comes out of Germany might be slightly biased, and so on. So, you know, it and actually the more relevant to real life a study is, the less likely it is to be accurate. So this is a problem.
One of the things you point out in your information in the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter is one of the suggestions is to follow the money. That's what I find most of the time. You look at who paid for the study, and you know what the outcome is going to be, and you know why the outcome is the way it is. And so most of these studies, I find, have very little credibility. So to that, let's go to the report out today about mammograms. This is nothing new. A lot of people have been advocating what is said in this study. I don't know even why this is new. Mammograms are painful, and they're oftentimes too late to detect. You know, already what's if it's detected a mammogram, it's already, you know, going on and is a problem. Yes?
Well, right. They changed the guidelines. On the one hand, they recommend that women start mammograms earlier, starting annual mammograms at 45. Mm-hmm. Although in the past, some people have recommended 40. So 45
some
is
people say 50.
Right. And in Canada, they do it at 50, and it doesn't seem to harm them. They don't have worse breast cancer statistics than we do. The change is that they're saying that there's a certain point at which women can have less or even stop having mammograms. Age 55, women should cut back to one mammogram every 2 years. And at a certain point, you know, since breast cancer is very seldom occurring and very seldom fatal past the age of about 80, it makes no sense for women at that age to just keep showing up for that annual mammogram because, you know, it's unpleasant, but also you get a dose of radiation.
Yeah.
And in addition, there's a lot of false positives which lead to anxiety and also you know, needle gets stuck in, you know, until you finally get the word that no, it's a false alarm.
So why not MRIs for everybody then?
MRIs in some ways is more accurate, but it's so accurate that based on an MRI, virtually every woman would have to get some additional studies or a biopsy. It's almost
finds
too accurate.
Any
slight abnormality in the breast tissue might show up, and so it's not very good.
Could you explain the story? This 12-year-old Texas girl who's been sneezing 20 times a minute for a month or so. There was this, I remember a year or two ago, seems to me, the same sort of thing was going on with someone who's a little older. Doctors say they're stumped by the condition.
Yeah.
What causes this, and how do you relieve it if you have it?
Well, you know, it appears that this is almost it's not necessarily an allergy. I mean, the other times where you put some too much pepper on your food and you start sneezing.
Right.
No, that's not what's happening
here. That happens to me, yeah.
Yeah, but this is actually the result of some sort of neurological circuit in the brain that just keeps going over and over and over and over again. It's akin to like a seizure, but a seizure that affects the sneezing mechanism as opposed to making your arms wave around or your teeth clench. And so it may ultimately require some heavy-duty medications to suppress this or even some type of exquisitely sensitive brain surgery to break that circuit to stop this. I mean, it happens sometimes with hiccups. It happens with other types of nervous tics. You know, it's very rare, very unusual, but, you know.
Let me go back to cancer for a second, not just the breast cancer issue, but cancer in general. I saw some research over the weekend that was done in London. There's a new approach that they're trying over there to take blood samples, study them, and some of the tests that are around would tell you about tumors that you may have, genetic faults you may have. Sort of reminds me of the story of that young woman, 31, 32, has become a billionaire because she developed this prick testing system.
Yeah, with just a minimal blood. But, you know, there's actually an interesting backstory on this Theranos company, is that it turns out that they only are doing one test among hundreds based on that small amount of blood. They have not worked this out. The whole thing seems a little bit like a bit of a Ponzi scheme.
But
because
you know, the money
that's... they've raised like $9 billion on the prospect that they can revolutionize. And she walks around in a Steve Jobs the black turtleneck, you know, doing TED Talks about how beneficial this is going to be, how it's going to revolutionize blood testing. Turns out not. Yeah, so the test that you're talking about before, though, the cancer test, we could do something called proteomics. We could combine the results of a bunch of tests, maybe factor in genetic tests, use a supercomputer like a Watson computer to compute the odds, and then it'll spit out the likelihood that you have or will get a certain type of cancer. And you know, this is in its infancy. It's not just like one blood test, it's the summation of a bunch of tests that compute the odds.
All right, finally, a focus on Eli Lilly and Company developing a college-level course that will be offered at participating colleges. This, not surprisingly, deals with drug discovery and development. Lilly is developing this graduate-level course with experts at 10 different schools. They're trying to... the course is called Making Medicine, the Process of Drug Development. They want to encourage people to find new drugs. So they're paying for these chairs at these colleges, And what do you think is going to come out of that? It's going to be more drug culture.
Yeah, the problem is that the drug development pipeline is drying up and innovation is decreasing. First of all, the cost is so astronomical to develop and improve a new drug, so it's quashing innovation. But also, you know, maybe what we should do is invite a witch doctor from, you know, the Amazon jungles to run that course, because they could teach young technocrats a lot about how to find drugs.
Yeah, or... Maybe find alternative sources as well. DrHoffman.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Thanks, Ron.
Take care.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As some sunny forecasters say, it's okie-dokie weather-wise. It's always okie-dokie when Warren Eckstein is here to talk about your pet, your pet's health and well-being, what sort of psychological state is your pet in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about doggy DNA as well. Plus, the star of the show, Warren Eckstein, makes a very important appearance this weekend. We'll talk about all these things in just a moment. It's the Pet Show in the Focus, and Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here. Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks whether or not you dress up your pets for Halloween. A, yes, they love it almost as much as I do. B, sometimes if I find a really good pet costume. C, I have before, but they didn't like it. D, no, I never dress up my pets. I used to, well, I didn't, but my nieces used to love to dress up Charlotte in a tutu. It wasn't necessarily just at Halloween. But psychologically, is there an alert attached to this, or is it A-okay? Is everything all right if you dress up your pets and bring them around for Halloween?
You know, I actually asked that question on the show this week, and it's a great question. It really depends on the individual dog and the person and the guardian as well. For example, I would not be dressing my dog up and taking him trick-or-treating with me. But if you're having a party at your house and you have some friends over, just a couple of friends, and your dog enjoys having a costume, I don't have a problem with that. Now, honestly, my dogs are going as a Chihuahua Terrier mix this Halloween, because that's exactly what they look like. But the bottom line, as long as the dog enjoys it, I'm okay with it. Just don't take them trick-or-treating with you.
Mm-hmm. No. You know, it's funny. In New Orleans, you know, there's different crews, K-R-E-W-E, which are the groups that put on the Mardi Gras parades, and there's actually a crew of Barkus, and it is the dog Mardi Gras parade, and they also do it at Halloween. All the dogs get dressed up, and they have their own Mardi Gras parade.
Good God.
That's kind of funny. They do the same thing here in West Hollywood when they have the gay pride parade. There's a lot of dogs that are dressed up that march with people. I think it really draws attention to whatever you're trying to get across.
All right, so you're appearing this weekend in the Rose Bowl. What's going on?
I'm not throwing a football, I can tell you that. It's actually one of the largest humane events that takes place in Southern California. Over 45, 50 groups will be there. And what it is, it's a 5K, a 10K. There'll be a kids race there. And all these groups get together, and thousands of people, I think 15 or 20,000 people will actually be there. It's hosted by Jane Lynch, the actress. And all these people show up, and they get involved with the race. And there are thousands of dogs and cats for adoption. So hopefully we'll find homes for lots of pets and have a good time. And they asked me to broadcast with. I'm really thrilled to do that this week.
Good. Good for you. There's a study out this week on doggy DNA that suggests that your dog or a relative of your dog first appeared in Central Asia. Dogs first arrived on the scene, according to scientists, in Central Asia. I wonder, as this area is now Nepal and Mongolia, but from what? This is 15,000 or so years ago. They took up DNA from 549 dogs that represented 38 different countries. How the heck would they find, how can they go back and figure this out?
Well, what they do is they go through the DNA. Now, we all knew all along, this is not new to me, that dogs originated in Central Asia. We knew that, and basically it was the fact that wolves and human beings learned to work together. You know, we hunted better than they did. They scavengered, and selective breeding over the years kind of took away some of the wolf wild instincts and made them more domestic, and that's what we have today.
So how do you get a bulldog out of that?
Well, once the breeds start differentiating, okay, once the dogs calm down, they lose certain traits, and they take certain, this wolf because that is this trait, and that wolf because he's smaller, and this one's bigger, and they start breeding them together, and eventually, genetics take over.
I don't believe it. I think it's the same as humans. We all came from other planets. There are other planets that develop these dogs, just like humans came from other planets. But we'll figure that. We'll argue that on another day. Warren Eckstein.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.